Good morning. So I had the opportunity to go to a friend's house for a birthday celebration. Her name is Sister Kim. Sister Kim being revered as a sister, a real friend. My daughter, my wife, and I attended the celebration, and we had a great time. And I don't know about anybody else in this room, but when I think of a birthday party, I think about a birthday party. Am I right? So we celebrated and had a great time. And this celebration reminded me of the wedding of Cana, 13 adults there. We talked, we laughed, we played games, we celebrated her birth. And then we got to a pivotal point in the celebration. We began to dialogue, discuss, and talk about God. I think it's a great thing when you could talk about God and you could walk away from the relationship still intact. Right? It was a great celebration. That was my Cana and Galilee experience. It was exuberating. It was fun. It was exciting. It was a celebration. Some way, somehow, we got into talking about our journeys, our evolving, our becoming. Each and every one of us in this room are on a personal journey, and we are evolving. In the gospel, according to John, at this wedding, there was a time in the festivities where it had come to a halt. There was no more wine to celebrate at this event. At this particular event, Jesus performs his first miracle. We can say that this is his first miracle because there are no other recordings in the scripture that says otherwise. During Jesus' miracle times, he had performed 37 miracles, this being the first. He presumably at this time was about 30 years old. At this stage in his life, I'm going to call what Jesus was doing was evolving. Evolving. It's a great gradual development, especially from a simple to a more complex form. Jesus at the wedding does his first miracle here. 37 miracles in between, and then does his final miracle here. First, water to wine, last, the resurrection. Absolutely, Jesus had evolved. As we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King this weekend, we celebrate the awakening and the evolution that took place in his own life. Dr. King being a trailblazer during the civil rights movement, and in his own right, as he evolved, simply starting being what he was called to be, and that was a preacher, a Baptist preacher. For his father was a Baptist preacher, and his grandfather was a Baptist preacher. Herein lies where Dr. King's evolution begins. He preaches and does multi-vast types of work. He is awarded the Nobel Peace Prize and lands himself in vast positions of leadership. And he's most duly noted as being one of the most influential figures in American history. His life and all of Dr. King's work definitely has gone through a state of evolving. One of Dr. King's quotes was this: "A man must evolve for all human conflict a method which rejects revenge, aggression, and retaliation." That sounds like evolving from to. The foundation of such method is love. Not only was Dr. King evolving, but he also saw such a need for mankind to evolve as well. As writing this homily, I thought about today's society. There's still a great awakening that has not taken place. There's still a great evolving that still needs to happen. Yes, we've come a long way. A songstress said, we've come this far by faith, but there's still great work to be done. It is surprising to me that in 2022, we are still dealing with voter rights issues. It is surprising to me that in 2022, we're still dealing with inequality issues. It is surprisingly to me that we're still dealing with homelessness issues. That those issues are on a short list. There's a vast, larger list that we still need to deal with. There is still a great work to be done. As Dr. King had mentioned in his I Have a Dream speech, that one day Catholics and Protestants, one day Jews and Gentiles, one day blacks and whites, one day all of God's children, one day, as I insert, as we evolve into what God wants us to be, one day we'll be able to say, no peace, no justice. One day we'll be able to say, no peace, K-N-O-W, no justice. I conclude this homily with a poem that I was inspired to write concerning evolution. This poem is called Black Evolution. My blackness is evolving from the outside and effortlessly within. It is forthright bold without being considered what the world has called a sin. For this evolution is not recorded with things of my past, like the disappearing Facebook Live and Boomerang. Its short-lived replay won't last. Hands up, I can't breathe, don't shoot. These paralleled infractions to some might not even compute. To the evolved black man, our ancestral answers will be dug up by the root as we continue to cultivate and grow what many have called our forbidden black fruit. Okay, relax. As we take our unsettled seats way in the back. Sisters and brothers, even mothers, some looking in pain and others derailed and detached. That was then. This is now. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes. Excuse me? Hold on a minute. Let me show you how. My evolving is steeped deep in wisdom and love. It's this type of passion that has cultivated blacks from to above. God bless you.